But anyhow, as it was, I want to put a big hand. I want you to give a big hand here. He's from Arkansas, and he has a bit of an Arkansas accent. But just hang in there with him with that. You know, he doesn't have anything to do with the Hogs up there, so you people who are part of the Old Southwest Conference, don't hold it against him. But I'm going to bring him down here, Ravi Kandal. Bring him on down here as he blesses us today. Here he comes, big hand.
Good morning to you all. To you all? Is Texan? Oh, you all. Come on. All right. This is good. How many of you are here for the first time? How many of you are here the first time to the service? Good. Good. Last time? Oh, good. Amen. It's been fun to be here, and it's been a great honor to meet your pastor, meet your pastor's family, and just knowing what God is doing here in Texas is fascinating, and especially in Conway, Conroe. All right, you're talking to an Indian. It is fun. It is fun. I love speaking in churches. At the same time, I don't like it too. Because Americans love timings. They give me only 40 minutes. By the time I share one story, it's about half an hour. So I get to preach only 10 minutes. Amen. 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 But I'm going to do 40 minutes today. I'm going to rush through. But last night, as I was wanting to go to bed, the Lord did not want me to go to bed. He made me stay awake all night. Because He wanted me to finish the work that has been waiting for a long time. When I say finish, is Jesus finished his work on the cross. Amen? When he finished the work of his coming on earth, he actually made that availability of cross to release the joy that is set before him, not the cross. In other words, my Father, he gave away he took that gruesome death on himself to give the joy of the Lord to us who are living on earth in his name. His name carries the joy that is set in heaven, that is resided on earth for us to accept it. Am I speaking parable? A fable? Isn't that true? The cross was not meant for me to walk into the lifestyle of re-walk the cross. The cross was meant for me to see the cross and experience the joy that came out of the cross. So when I experience the joy of the cross, I walk in a reality where heaven is invaded me. See, my God is a unique God, a very peculiar God. Your God is a very peculiar God. When he goes to work, he goes to work. He's a God, not only he raises people from dead, He not only uses his words to heal cancers, he not only uses his voice to divide the Red Sea. One day I was praying, I was sleeping. I love sleeping. And my God does not like, you know, the Bible says he never what? Sleeps. That's a problem with our God. When he doesn't like to sleep, he'll make sure his sons don't sleep too. Why are you sleeping? Poor guys. Dad, why did you have to scold them? They are human beings. They need sleep. I love my wife. Whenever the Lord wakes me up, he, most of the time when I don't want to wake me up, I don't want to wake up, he pushes me away, pushes me from the bed. Okay? So my wife knows exactly what's happening. So anyway, so he woke me up and one day and he said, Ravi, I want you to go to the United States. When I heard that, so Lord, why do I need to go to the United States? For what? What's the purpose? And he says, I want you to go to the States for at least for a year or so. And I said, 1 year to go to the States is not good. Because I was here long time ago in 2001. I was here for one year in IHOP, not the pancakes. Not the pan, but IHOP, the House of Prayer in Kansas City. So I was there. I was there. That's a different story. I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it. I was looking forward to go home. So in 2006, he looks at me and says, "I want you to go back to States for a year." And I said, "Lord, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I will go back for a week, and buy 2 dozens of Krispy Kreme. I'll come back." If you want me to go, I'll do that. And he looks at me and says, "No, I want you to go back." You know, when God talks to you, he does not give you a resolution. He gives you decision. Do you get the point? Resolution is you have a choice to choose, but the decision, you have no choice. And to me, it's like, "Dad, come on, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go. Don't say that. Don't tell me that." And he says, "No, I want you to go for a year. I have a purpose for you to go there." And I said, "I don't want to go. I will not go. Please know that. That's a country I don't want to go, because that's not my country. They don't cook my food. The food is so bland. They eat leaves, God." And that ketchup, whatever that is, just doesn't make sense. I don't know why they eat that leaf. I was so confused because. I said, "Lord, I'm not going." So he looks at me and I said, "Dad, I'm not going to go." He looks at me and says, "Hey, you want to go?" But you know, he knows a Baptist guy is a stubborn fella. I was a Baptist. I was a Bob Johns University product. You know what Bob Johns is? Ever heard of Bob Johns? Bob Johns is Southern. It's a Baptist, fundamental Baptist cemetery. Seminary people. seminary. Anyways, so I love that. I love that because they taught me how to read the scripture. I did my bachelor's and master's in Bob Johns University. Anyways, that's a different story. But so the Lord said, "I want you to go." And then he said, I said no. And then he looked at me and he said, "I want to talk to your wife. I'm married to an American wife." She's an American. She's an amazing, amazing woman of God. Her name is Julie Kandal. It's K-A-N-D-A-L. Apple, lion, A-L. And she's an amazing woman. And that's another story to share. But the Lord said, "I'm going to talk to your wife." I said, "Lord, aren't you cruel?" And later on, the Lord said, "Okay." Then after a few days, Julie comes to me and says, "Ravi, I had a dream. I had a dream that we were all in States and me and daughter and just enjoying our time." And I said, I said, huh, good job. She knows exactly what my good job face is. You can portray to your friend different, but you can't lie to your wife. Because that's the one person who knows everything of you. So she looks at me and said, Hold on. Did God tell you that we're going to States? And I said, I don't know. And she understood that. So God told me, and I said, I don't want to go, honey. I don't want to go to States. That's my pain. The association of pain is America for me. So the Lord, he said, when the Lord told you to go, we might as well try to go. And I looked at her, and she looked at me after a few days and said, Ravi, I think that Lord wants us to apply for a green card. Because I was married to Julie, and whenever I wanted to come to States for a conference or speaking engagement after 2000, we got married in 2003, 2004, but whenever I used to have to come to States, I had to apply for a visitor visa. I loved going to visitor visa because that's where Krispy Kreme was in these, you know, what do you call them? Embassy. I love that embassy. They have an amazing America in India. And I would, without shame, I would ask, do you have Krispy Kreme with you? Well, most often they give me one Krispy Kreme. But so she said, maybe God wants us to go there to apply for a green card. And I looked at her, oh, well, if God wants us to apply for a green card, why don't we apply for a green card from India? Let's apply for a green card here. I'm married to an American. She's eligible to bring me in on a green card. And I said, oh, let's call and see. We don't have to go to America and try to figure it out in being in India, trying to avoid America. And then looked at my wife, and she said, let's call the American embassy. And we called American embassy. They said, sir, we cannot give you green card in India, but the process is you have to go to States, stay there for 2 years, you have to sign these many papers, you have to pay these amount of money, about $3,000, and give us the supporting documents, like WC, MC, PK, MK, you know what I mean? Documents, like financials, supporting documents from your parents, in-laws. And I said, by the time I heard all of that, I said, do you think I will give you all of that? And especially the money part? And I said, no, I'm not doing this. Anyway, so to make the story short, somehow God gave us, well, they gave me a spouse visa. So got to States, and after 1 month screaming and kicking, every single day, why am I here? Because the Lord takes me to a place, but to a place where no one needs to go and no one should come, called Arkansas. To find a person, I'll have to travel about 5 minutes to find a physical human being. And even physical human being, you know, he's this, howdy, man. You know, anyways, that's the second word. Anyways, it's a fun place. So I'm there kicking and screaming, and one day Julie calls me up and said, Ravi, you won't believe this today. What's happened today? He said, what happened? We received after 1 month of arriving in the United States. Okay, did you get that? Good. After 1 month, she looks at me. We received a green card in our post, Ravi. I said, what do you mean, green card? It's a permanent resident card. I said, no, it must be Macy or Sam. You know, that promotional things that people give? I said, one of those cards, honey, just don't be bothered about it. I said, no, Ravi, this is you. I see your photograph on that card. It's called permanent resident card. I said, what are you talking about? So I ran back to my home, and immediately she gave me this card, and I saw the card. It was me. It was so me at saying, whoa, I like that picture. Forget about the green card. I look so, you know, black or what do you call them? Tan? Dark? Whatever that is. In that picture, I was not dark. I was so light. I was like, whoa, I like this. Then I said, well, that is awesome. Then I see another paper where my sign signature is done. I said, who signed this? Because every time I sign, I will not miss two dots. One dot was missed. I said, honey, did you apply for a green card? I said, honey, you did not give me any money. You did not sign no papers. You did not do anything for me to do this green card. The process is we have to come to America. We have to go to find a lawyer. That immigration officer would have to, you know, check me out and give me a temporary green card after 2 years. Here I got this green card which is 15, 20 years. And I am here. She looks at me and said, did you apply for a green card without my permission or without me? I said, honey, we could not figure this miracle that didn't make any sense. We went to this lawyer, you know. We have a lawyer from Arkansas. He's an immigration lawyer. He looks at me and said, I don't understand, Ravi. How did you get this? There is no way you could get this. I work for this company. I work for this immigration for these Mexicans, and there is no way you should get a green card now. And Julie looks at me. I look at her. I know a person. Who will have an answer? So right back, went to bed, and I was waiting for the middle of the night because my dad speaks only in the middle of the night and tells me an all-day program. So I woke up in the middle of the night and said, the first question is, Dad, who gave me this green card? Who did this green card? He looks at me and says, it's me. I said, no. You know only how to divide the Red Sea. You know only how to cleanse the lepers and heal the sick and raise the dead and preach the word, and that is you. Please tell me who gave me the green card. He said, Ravi, it was me. It was me. Do you know I can do that too? Come on, guys. A God who can heal sickness, he can also work on Photoshop. And he can do amazing things. He can give me a yes, social security number. He can put my name in every computers of this government because he is an accessible God where no computers cannot block him. Come on. Our God is an awesome God. He does not sit there and uses his computer, look at things and say, what should I do? No, he has already figured this out because he is a unique person and an amazing God who can do greater things beyond my expectation. You see? See, I told you, I have 10 minutes. Isaiah 46, let's go quickly. Isaiah 46, I was going to preach different message, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to have, your pastor said I'm going to have freedom tonight. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Amen? Tonight is my night. Come on. So let's have fun. What I'm supposed to preach today, I'm going to preach tonight. You see, when the Lord said today morning, he said, Ravi, You know, the Lord brought me here to America to do some things, and I've been doing this. I've been here for a year in Arkansas. He told me in 2001, I'm coming to America in 2015 in June, and he gave me all these programs until 2 years of 2017. So I'm here for a purpose. What I'm doing here is I'm introducing a system called the Daddy's Method. Everybody said Daddy's Method. Daddy's Method is a system which allows people get healed from the enemy's tool in human beings. The enemy has two ways to get inside our lives. Only two ways. Those two ways are the only ways where he makes us paralyze us to not fetch into the plan of God. Amen? I'm going fast. I'm going a little faster. Are you with me? The enemy has only two ways, so he can paralyze me and make me not walk into the presence of God, who releases heaven and destroys the enemy's power. You and I remind him about his destiny. Oh! You didn't get it. Talk to these people. You are a preview. I love America. They'll have an amazing preview movies, right? You know, preview? I'm learning English. Preview. When a movie comes out, they don't show a whole movie in the TV. They give you preview of a movie, whether it's bad or good, they give you this 30 seconds preview. Come on. Every born-again believer, and especially Wynyard Conroe. Let's change the name. Anyways. Wynyard Conway. Quit it. Isn't this funny? I've been waiting to come here since 1 week. Waiting to come to see the presence of God here. Guys, as soon as I got in, I wanted to sit at the back and watch God move on each of you today. Man, you guys carry a preview of God. Show the enemy his destiny. You're walking previews of the result what enemy will face. But he wants us to distract ourselves, not to allow us to be the full movie for him. You see? When God works, he works for us. He parts in us the nature of revelation that makes the enemy's ground shake. There are two ways that enemy comes in to put us in what are the English name is paralyze me is two ways. Number one, depression. Number two, anxiety. There are only two ways the medical field knows. And they're trying their best to figure out ways to help people from these two ways. But they're not figuring out a God who can answer those questions. Nothing in God's kingdom can come against. You see, so I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for a long time and seeing people's lives change. This 1 year, when Daddy's Method gives over 4 weeks of sessions with me and, you know, coaching sessions with me and set people free. I don't know how many people I've done this year. It's been amazing, amazing tool to set people free from PTSD. Is that right? We call it different names. It's anxiety itself. We call it phobia, but it's a different name. But the same line of having enemy making us feel being powerless. You see, today, you want to hear the good news? Do you want to hear good news? Come on. When you're church, the days of being depressed, the days of being anxious is leaving. Your church will be seen, will be experiencing God's authority on this church, where churches will come, learn from this church, saying, how is that when people get inside the church, people get healed of depression? How is that anxiety is leaving just by coming into the presence of God in this church? How is that? And you get to say, by the blood of Jesus and the resurrected Christ who is living in me. You see, the difference between God, my God, and psychology is vast difference. The difference between psychology and my God is psychology works from the beginning. Works from the beginning. They want to see where the root cause is. The problem with root is there are many roots. The more we go to the roots, the more roots we'll find. God made me study this system called Daddy's Method. He gave me 722 books to read before he gave me Daddy's Method. Psychology, brain, behavior, and all these study that I did was awesome. But the reason he gave me, it was awesome but boring. Seriously boring. I don't know why he made me study those books for 3 years. My staff loved it because I was not there in the office. But he made me study. Right after that, he gave me this 5 minutes, this amazing version of his way of thinking to see what depression can, how the depression you can, I, as a son of a living God, can kick it. And depression is meant to be under my feet, not on my head. Fear is supposed to be on my left leg, under my left leg. Not even my right hand. Fear is supposed to be I walking on that fear and having the fear scared of itself and run away. There's a season, church. There's a season you guys will see where your shadows will heal chronic depression from you. Come on. You will see streets changing from your church. We like to learn how to perform miracles. There is no way miracles... These disciples were constantly consumed by how can I heal people? There's so many people I need to heal. One thing they figured out is, come on, they found a secret. The secret was, well, God came upon me, and how is that I can see things? God could do things on through my life. They went back to Jesus' life. Acts 2, they got baptized with the Holy Spirit. They were so different before that, what happened before. They were scared. They were anxious. They were sad because Jesus was not physically available with them. And they tried to run away back to their reality of fishing and doing their own work. They couldn't see reality with Jesus, without Jesus. They saw nothing but emptiness, sadness, being depressed. The reason they saw emptiness and sadness and depression because they were not able to see beyond what God wanted to see them. But when the Holy Spirit came, they were awesome. They couldn't stop talking about Jesus. See, it's not about Holy Spirit baptism. It is a discovery of God in them. Every word that's been given to us comes as a prophecy. Are you there? When the prophecy comes to us, when the prophecy hits our mind listens to the prophecy, wants to experience and understand the prophecy. When that prophecy comes to us, when it is not understood, we shift it away. The reason we take it away is because that prophecy doesn't make any sense. every word of God, when it comes to me, it cannot be understood in its plain form. It has to be discovered. Did you get that? So all these disciples figured out is, you know what? I know exactly what God wants me to do. They were constantly aware of the Holy Spirit. They were constantly aware of the desire that Holy Spirit was upon them. And that constant awareness of the Holy Spirit delivered people through the shadows of their bodies. Did you get that? The awareness of God. Can you imagine that Jesus, when he was walking and this woman comes down and touches the garment of Jesus? And how much more God, Jesus himself, had to be aware. Oh my goodness, Indian food. I had Indian food yesterday. It was awesome. So I'm burping my Indian food now. So awareness of the Holy Spirit. God wants to be aware of the fear or disappointments, who wants me to relive my disappointment. Did you hear that? The enemy wants me to relive the disappointments that's happened to me years back. But God wants me to live in the presence of God. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 minutes session here. Isaiah 46, Bible says, verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. Can I take 5 minutes, Pastor? All right. Amen? All right. The Bible says, Isaiah 46, verse 10, declares the end from the beginning. The difference between my God and psychology, the difference between my God and fear, the difference between my God and sadness is, are you ready? When God starts anything, when God starts anything, he will never start from the beginning. Oh. Bible says he sets the end from the beginning. Did someone get it? Someone didn't get here. When God starts anything, he starts not from the beginning. He will start always. Someone still didn't get it. When God starts anything, he will always make sure he will start from, not from the beginning, but. He will always start from the end, not from the beginning. Did you get that? When he starts, he will look at your life from the womb of your mother. He will say, he will say, Ravi, I have done all your work. I finished your destiny. In other words, I finished your destiny, and not only I finished your destiny, come on. Someone is not excited. My God has finished everything about your life. Church, you're not done. You're not done. Enemy has tried to consume this church. God is firing them. He thought consume, but his daddy's putting fire on it. Called Holy Spirit. He's firing you up because you are not done, because he's already finished his work. He already finished Conroe. He already finished the Vineyard Church responsibility to bring churches on fire. Bring churches on their knees. Bring churches to reality of who God, my God, is. In other words, he already finished the work of this church, where you church, you'll have three services. Your church will have a greater revelation of God. Greater revelation where God is going to take over this church. God is taking over this community. God is going to take over this community where businesses will come around this community. Business will say, I got to go there. This is the market we need to reach out to. We need to go there because market is there. The market is there because God resides in this place. Because God already worked this out. He not only finished his work, guys. He not only finished his work, not only finished your destiny, your financial destiny, your work destiny, your marriage destiny, your physical pain destiny. He already finished it. In other words, he knew exactly what's going to happen because he finished my destiny. And he says, I've declared the end from the beginning means, in Greek, he walked my way from the destiny of mine to the beginning where I'm going to start my life. Bob Jones University. Did you get that? How many of you got this? How many of you know this is going to change your pattern of your life? My God already finished his work and walks to the beginning and say, Ravi, are you ready? Ravi, are you ready? And to me, I'm scared. Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't know how to do this. Can I share a story, quick story? It's not going to take 40 minutes. Just going to few minutes. I'm here in Arkansas. This is the last story before I lie. This is the last one. Anyways, here's Arkansas. And one thing about America I love is they know how to have fun. You guys know how to have fun. Come on. I just bought a huge TV. And my wife says, honey, you are a missionary. Yes. Where do I live? Yes, I was in India. If I was living in India, I should have small little TV, tiny little TV. Poor missionary. I'm a son of a living God. I'm not only generous, I worship a God who is generous. He's given me a TV in my brain called Vision. It's 5K, it's not 4K. He's given me an imagination, not a broken imagination, not a broken, trusted imagination. He's aligned myself in giving me a vision. He's given me a mind TV where I could see greater things than you have ever expected. So I love that. And then the Lord said, Ravi, I said, Lord, Daddy, I'm in America now, last year. I said, I want to have Apple phone. I want to have the fun part of iPhone. And so the Lord said, okay. So he gives me a number. I call this guy, this lady especially. She said, sir, ma'am, you have a phone with you? And I said, you have an iPhone 5, 5C? Those days. Yes, last year. And she looks at me. She answers, how did you get my number? Ma'am, do you have iPhone C? Yes, sir. Yes, I am selling it. Is it how much is it? Is it? I can sell it for $150. iPhone 5 C. And I said, when should we do this? And she came to this particular day, and I go pick it up. And I, when I picked it up, I kissed that phone so many times that I have an iPhone in America. It's like you just became millionaire because you have an iPhone. So I took that home and I wanted to check it out, and it didn't. I tried to charge it. It didn't charge. But after that, I said, let me charge this whole night. And I charged it whole night. And the next morning, I switch it on. It says, this phone won't work. I said, looked at him, look at the phone. Maybe it'll work in a day or two. So I waited for 4 days for it to resurrect. It did not work. Then the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night after 4 days, just last year. He looked up and he says, Ravi, you need to take this phone and hand it over to the police of Siloam Springs. I said, what do you mean I need to hand over this phone to cops? He says, this is a stolen phone. I said, wow. You gave me the desire of my soul, and instead of telling me to throw in the trash, you're telling me to go to the cops and tell them this is a stolen phone and give it back to them? Can you imagine that? And you need to know, I know these people because these guys don't smile. In the immigration office, they don't smile. Anyways, so I said that, I don't know what are you trying to say, but you know, I've known my father not to disobey him. I'll tell you the story tonight. And the Lord said, let's go. And then I went to the cops, and I didn't know what to do, what to say. I didn't know what to say. Here I am, my legs are shaking, my hands are shaking, and I'm an Indian in Siloam Springs going to the cops for the first time. I lived with my in-laws for the 1 year. I don't tell them that I'm going to cops. I don't tell my wife that I'm going to cops. And what would you say? Say, in my mind, I know they're going to doubt me that I stole the phone. Right? So I looked at this, I went there and I looked at the, I said, look, this guy came and said, yes, sir, can I help you? I said, sir, I'm here to give back this phone. And they looked at me, he looked at me and I said, what do you mean you want to give back this phone? Sir, this is a stolen phone. He said, looked at me, he says, how do you know this is a stolen phone? What would you say? Siloam Springs, God said me. I didn't know what to answer. So he looked at my face, he said, sir, can I have your driving license? That's another story tonight. He took my driving license and he looked at me, he looked at me, he looked at the photograph, and he checked at me, and he went inside, he checked it out. He came out smiling. He just came out smiling. You know, when cops smile, you know it could be bad also. I'm going to, you know, what's that English word? I'm going to take the crap out of this guy. Yeah. You know, I'm sweating like I'm sweating now. I'm sweating. My shirt was just didn't know what to do. He looks at me. He looks at me, sir. Are you Ravi Khandal? I said, yes, sir. That's my name in the, you know, that driving license. Are you the same guy in the movie? I said, which movie, sir? We don't know how many movies I would have made. I don't know. Are you in the movie called Father of Lights? Sir, we watched your movie just last night. We watched your movie. Hold on. He's like, your daddy, he used my terminology. Your daddy sent you to give this phone to me And this is going to be a miracle for us. He called all his cops. Here I am with the shirt. Like, whoa, I just got a movie star. In other words, come on. My way of thinking is not God's way of thinking. When he finishes my destiny, he knows exactly who I need to approach. What would have happened the day before, that could have happened. But I didn't know what's going to happen, what would have happened yesterday or day for yesterday. Here I'm fretting and shining and thinking about association of fear and thinking of association of sadness. My God already set things up for me because he's already set the end before the beginning. Amen? Will you all stand, please? Tonight, today is a good day. This is your day today. This is your morning. My God is ready. He is an awesome God. He's a precious God. Guys, let me ask worship team just to come on up and just play a little bit. I don't want to miss this chance just because today's Sunday. I want to take this chance to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you today. How many of you want to see the anxiety leave you today? How many of you want to see depression leave you now? Come on. Come on. Could we, if, come on, chukura nana sekiri enen. Are you okay with the tongues? Come on. If you want to see a miracle that changed my life, if you want to see a miracle of identifying myself in heaven, where heaven's joy becomes my last name. Come on, church. This is your day. If you're really hungry, could you step forward? Could you step forward? Could you come front? The reason I want you to come forward is because you are allowing yourself to be in the vessel and saying, Daddy, this vessel, I want to be filled by your presence. I want you to fill me up. You see, sadness and anxiousness is not fun. I promise you. You see, as I said before, I'm here to do Daddy's method. I've been in America. But you know what your father said? Good news is, he said, usually I do 4 weeks of Daddy's method to people. And I charge them. It's a very expensive course. I mean, I charge them. He asked me to charge people because they need to be hungry. I charge $500 for people to come. And you know what Daddy said today? I'm not charging this church. This is free. This is my present to my church, where this church is going to see a greater revival in Conroe. Come on! How many of you are excited? Yeah. It's time. It's time to see my God who's already finished your work. To see this, to join my God. Not from the beginning of where I am stuck to the place where he says, you are not stuck anymore. You're not poisoned by hardness of your mind. You're not poisoned by the sadness. You are relieved from being stuck in the presence of the enemy's plan. Let's close our eyes for a minute, can we? Can we close your eyes for a minute? Kuranana sekirin, everybody. 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 This is my God's movement. This is my God's time. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. This is your day. This is your day. If there's anybody here today, is anybody here? More, if you are that person saying, enough being not knowing what my tomorrow would be. I want to be filled with joy. Knowing that my God is going to take me through. Because I have done being in a place of confusion. If you were you, would you step forward? By stepping forward, you're agreeing with the plans of God. Come on. You're stepping forward to recognize that there is a God. This is not an altar call. It is a dedication call. This is a dedication call. Saying, Daddy, I am no more. I will no more be in the place of confusion. I don't want to be in the place of not knowing what my next is. Not knowing how my marriage is going to go. Not knowing where my job is going to go. This is my time. This is my time. I want to be touched by you, Lord. If it's you, sister, if it's you, Catherine, come on up. Come on up. I'm going to ask my fellow colleagues to just pray. Just they're going to come lay their hands on you. Receive and saying, I want to be filled. I want to be filled. I want to be filled. Daddy, I ask your presence to come upon your sons and daughters. As they breathe in, breathe out. As they breathe that the presence of yours. As people standing in the back. As they breathe your presence, Jesus. I ask that your ability to go into those events. Your ability to go into those hurt. I pray that hurt that has been brought to them could rejoice and say, I am glad I'm out. I'm no more stuck in my past experiences. I'm no more stuck being oppressed by the enemy in the obsession of something which gives me pleasure. God, I want to be your obsessed being. I want to be obsessed by your presence from now. If it's you, cry out to God and say, Daddy, Papa, this is me. This is me being real. This is me being me. I want whatever you have in heaven, Jesus. I crave for that presence to consume me, overshadow me, or possess me, Dad. God, possess me today. Possess me today. Possess me today. Possess me today. God, the Holy God. God, the Father. God, Jesus. Daddy, come on. God, Father, come on, come on. I ask your presence to come. Possess me today. Possess me, my mind. Possess on my mind. Possess on my soul. Possess on my body. Possess on my marriage. Possess yourself. I give away, Jesus. Give away everything that I've been walking around. Walking around insufficiency. Would you come? 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 Powerfully, Lord. Powerfully. Powerfully. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see sicknesses leaving away, going away from you. Because sickness comes from infirmities, broken heart, broken mind. Come on. God's healing now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. God is healing some heart diseases now. Heart diseases. Receive your healing right now. God is healing arthritis right now. God is healing, giving new kidneys right now. God God is healing some blood diseases right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. I had to be awake all night to do this tonight. To do this now. Come on. My God is ready. My God is ready. Raise up, Daddy. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Possess me now. Possess me, Jesus. Daddy, I accept you now. I accept you as a father. I accept you as my guide. I accept you that you are, you died for me and raised for my desire. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Be in this presence. Be in this presence. That is healing every single one. Every single one in this community. To see God's bountiness take over. Whether you like it or not. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Come on, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Every oppression is leaving now. Every obsession is leaving now. I see obsession of alcohol. I see obsession of computers leaving now. Come on. Oh, I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited for tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited for what God's going to do through you today, just now. Thank you, Daddy. May your blessing be upon your sons and daughters now. We love you, Jesus.
Everything's gonna be
There's a song playing out in the distance. Strains of hope on desperate need. The heart which harbors no resistance. For a hope of land indeed. As I wait a new day, Lord, I wait to hear you say gonna be alright this morning. Everything's gonna be alright this morning. Everything's gonna be alright this morning. This morning, Lord, I can feel your new day dawning. This morning, Lord, I'm warning, I'm warning you. As I take your life upon me, I bear the hope of life indeed. And like a bird whose shell's been broken, now I find live, learn to sing.